Chapter 9. The Road to Divorce. Diana went to the United States in October 1994. The American people liked her very much. Her visit was very successful. She met important people like Hillary Clinton and General Colin Powell. She talked to Hillary about her children and her plans for the future. Soon Diana returned to London. She started her charity work again. She visited two special hospitals for people with mental problems. Later in 1994, she went to see people in the poor parts of Paris. At the end of her visit, the French president, President Mitterrand, gave a dinner for her at the Palace of Versailles. He invited 900 people. Diana was not with her husband now, but she had some very good friends. These friends helped her a lot. One very close friend was Lucia Fletcher de Lima. Lucia lived in Washington with her husband, but she spoke to Diana a lot on the telephone. She gave Diana advice and helped her. Other good friends were Lady Annabel Goldsmith, Rosa Monckton, and Caroline Bartholomew, her old flatmate. In 1995, Diana visited 10 countries around the world. All of her visits were very successful. One was to Japan. Diana made a speech to the people in Japanese. Later, Diana went to Hong Kong. She raised £250,000 for charities for young people and for medical work. Diana also went to Italy, France, New York, Russia, and Argentina. In 1994, Diana made only 10 public visits. But in 1995, she made 127. Diana's relationship with Oliver Hoare was over. The newspapers started to write stories about a new male friend. This was Will Carling, an English rugby player and captain of the England rugby team. People were shocked. Diana liked another married man? In 1995, Diana met Martin Bashir, a well-known journalist. Bashir worked for the BBC's television programme, Panorama. He wanted Diana to do an interview on television. The BBC showed the interview on the 20th of November 1995. Diana looked beautiful, but sad. She wore black clothes and black makeup round her eyes. Diana talked about her relationship with Charles and the royal family. She talked about Camilla Parker Bowles. "There were three of us in this marriage," she said. She talked about Andrew Morton's book, her bulimia, and her relationship with James Hewitt. "I want to help people with problems," she said. 15 million people in Britain watched the interview. Millions of other people around the world watched it too. They were shocked. Diana's friends thought the interview was a terrible mistake. The royal family were also very upset. After the interview, Princess Margaret did not want to be friends with Diana anymore. In December 1995, Diana had a letter from the Queen. The Queen wanted Charles and Diana to divorce. She was worried about her country and the royal family. Later, on the 15th of February 1996, Diana met the Queen at Buckingham Palace. "I do not want a divorce," said Diana. "I still love Charles." Diana and the Queen talked about William and Harry and about Diana's future. Later in February 1996, Diana met with Prince Charles. They talked about the end of their marriage. On the 28th of August 1996, they were divorced. After the divorce, Diana lost her title, Her Royal Highness, and her special place in the royal family. She was now just Diana, Princess of Wales. "I never wanted a divorce," Diana wrote. I always dreamed of a happy marriage. But the fairy tale marriage was over.